This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. The U.S. jobs report for August shows that 1.4 million people were added to the workforce, with the unemployment rate dropping to 8.4%, a bigger move down than most experts had predicted, but hiring has slowed. This is the second-to-last jobs report before the November presidential election, and Donald Trump is banking on improving economic numbers to help him win a second White House term. 29 million Americans are still getting unemployment aid. And from June to July, the number of people without jobs for 15 weeks or longer tripled to more than 6 million. Sri Lanka has begun towing a fully loaded supertanker that had caught fire off its east coast after it began drifting toward land. The fire is said to be still raging on the New Diamond after it started in the engine room. The captain says there were 23 crew on board, one of whom is presumed dead. The rest have been taken off the ship by the Sri Lankan Navy, with one injured crew member flown to the capital, Colombo, for treatment. There are so far no signs of an oil leak from the vessel. Ships from the Russian Navy and Indian Coast Guard have been assisting in the firefighting. The vessel is being towed eastward away from the Indian Ocean coast. Rescue workers in Beirut say there are possible signs of life in the rubble of a residential building that collapsed a month ago in the huge Lebanese port explosion. The blast killed close to 200 people and injured thousands more. After pausing to wait for heavy equipment overnight, the digging was resumed this morning. Earlier, the state news agency NNA reported that a team with a rescue dog had detected a pulsing signal. The search operation has gripped the Lebanese people, who are following it on TV. At this hour, rescue teams are said to be removing debris with their hands and shovels, hoping their efforts will not be in vain, though it is generally considered unlikely they will find anyone alive. According to a Chinese media report, the defense ministers of India and China are expected to hold talks in Moscow today, the highest-level face-to-face political contact since tensions flared along their disputed mountain border in May. This is VOA News. Asian stock markets today had their worst session in 2 weeks, following yesterday's tech-led plunge on Wall Street. The broadest index of Asia Pacific outside Japan fell 1.5%. The Nikkei was off by 1%. Australian shares plummeted 3%. Stocks in Europe are mainly down in today's trading. Here in the U.S., investors are holding their breath after yesterday's steep decline, the biggest since June. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 800 points, with the tech-heavy NASDAQ down by 5%. Among the biggest losers, Apple, which watched 8% of its value disappear, and Microsoft, which fell more than 6%. Despite all of the above, many experts call this a normal part of a predictable market correction. The S&P 500 in August soared more than 7%. The coronavirus has kept 12 schools in France closed, but the rest of some 60,000 opened as planned at the start of the academic year. The announcement from Education Minister Jean-Michel Blanquer as coronavirus cases surge across the country. He told Europe Radio 1 that despite some glitches, more than 12 million students are back in class, in spite of what Blanquer called the difficulties and the worries. He said 10 schools are closed on Réunion, one of the two Caribbean islands administered by France. The French health ministry said yesterday it had registered more than 7,000 new COVID-19 infections over 24 hours for the second time in 2 days. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of cases in France at over 338,000, with a death toll approaching 31,000. Global pandemic numbers, 26.3 million infections and 869,000 lives lost. Here in the United States, the case count is moving up from 6.1 million with almost 187,000 fatalities. Brazil has topped 4 million COVID infections with 124,000 deaths. India, which is seeing record numbers of new daily cases, has lost more than 68,000 lives to the infection amid almost 4 million cases. The World Health Organization says it wants Africa to get an initial 230 million doses of any COVID-19 vaccine. It also says vaccine development should include work on the African continent. The global allocation plan, called COVAX, aims to help build and fairly distribute and deliver 2 billion doses of approved vaccines by the end of 2021. 9 COVID-19 vaccine candidates cover a range of technologies and scientific approaches. Some are in late-stage clinical trials. The city of Rochester, New York. In that city, 7 police officers have been suspended in the asphyxiation death of a black man they arrested in March. The incident came to light in a videotape. Its footage made public this week. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.